Will you open the door? The Time We Have, A Conversation Between Brothers is available now. In this tragic two-player role-playing game, you will take on the role of brothers in the zombie apocalypse and the final days before one of you turns. This card-powered game is played on opposite sides of a closed door as you draw cards, ask questions, slide cards under the door in order to tell the story of your final days together. The Time We Have is written by Elliot Davis, illustrated by Ripley Ash, and features guest writing and art from some of your favorite creators in the TTRPG industry. You can grab the Standard Edition or the Deluxe Edition, which features three exclusive door cards and a beautiful limited edition silver foil box right now at moreblueberries.shop. Hello and welcome to My First Dungeon, a very special episode of My First Dungeon because it is just me, Elliot Davis.
And me, Shanuk Tissera.
That's your last name.
Yep.
Today we're going to be playing my latest game, The Time We Have, A Conversation Between Brothers. This is a tragic two-player zombie game that is on Backer Kit right now. So go ahead, stop this episode, go back it, and then you can come back and listen.
You should go back it. Right now.
This is my livelihood.
I promise you. Like, genuinely, Elliot is a talented game designer, and you will not regret backing it. It's going to be a game you will play a lot.
All right, with that, Shanuk, are you ready to get into it?
Yeah, man, fuck me up with your game.
All right, we're going to start with the rules. One, go back and forth reading these cards aloud.
Two, if you're reading this, it is already too late. The world ended, and with that end came an infection that spelled the end of humanity.
Three, you are brothers. One of you has been infected. In 6 days or less, you will change. Answer the following. Which of you is older? Which of you has been infected? So we chatted a bit off mic. I am going to be infected. Would you like to be older or younger?
I'm going to be younger.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to be younger. Four, distribute all infected cards to the infected brother and all survivor cards to the other. Make sure each of you has a safety card.
Five, find a door. Sit on opposite sides with the door closed and read your individual rules cards back and forth in numbered order. Once the door is closed, the game has begun. If you open the door at any point during play, the game is over.
Six. This is a game about brothers. I am the survivor.
Seven. This is a game about brothers. I am the infected. In 6 days, I will be gone.
Eight. We will now shuffle our prompt cards and put them in a face-down deck in front of each of us.
Nine. I will do the same with the exception of the card which reads, "Do you open the door?" I will find and place this card randomly in the bottom half of my pile. For a shorter game, I will place this card about halfway down the pile.
10. We will take turns beginning with the survivor, drawing cards and responding to the prompts. Most cards are questions to be read aloud.
11. Some cards will say pass at the top. These will be slid under the door and read silently.
12. For both types of prompt cards, we can ask follow-up questions and speak both in and out of character. We will let the conversation flow until a natural pause, then draw a new card.
13. I have one other type of prompt card, infection cards. There are 5 of these within my deck. These tell me how my infection is progressing and signal the end of one of the 6 days. I will let you know that the day is over and we will pause play for 30 seconds.
14. At any point throughout play, either of us can make use of the rules on the safety card to pause, adjust, or end play.
15. If we open the door at any point throughout play, the game is over.
16. With that, we begin with my first question. Why did you wait to tell me?
Not your job to worry about me.
It's not my job. It's always been my job.
No, I'm the older brother. I'm supposed to look after you. You don't have to look after me.
Yeah, I know you're the older brother. It's... Are you... Why didn't you tell me sooner?
I wanted to believe that it wasn't what I thought it was. I thought it was just a scrape or... But no, it's definitely a bite.
Yeah. Okay, Joshua, why do you always do this?
Do what?
You, pretend like you know what's under control and you have everything put together, but you always need help. You always need my help. That's always been true.
That's not fair.
Sure. Yeah, sure. It's not fair.
Let's just drop it, okay?
Where were we going next?
I still think you should try and go to Boston. I know that radio transmission was from a while ago, but I think it's still probably the best bet.
What am I supposed to do? What if... What am I supposed to tell our sister?
I don't... Tell her what happened. Tell her that I couldn't... That I didn't make it.
Nikki's not gonna like that. Nikki's gonna be so mad at me.
Nikki, you'll be fine.
You... Yeah, you think your twin sister is gonna be fine with you not being around anymore?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'll go to Boston, but... I don't know. I can't...
This is bullshit. What's so funny?
Just this.
I never thought we'd really end up in this sort of situation, you know? You know, we watched all the movies and played hours of zombies. Just doesn't feel real sometimes.
Yeah. I remember when I was a kid and I'd always want to play Call of Duty with you, and I was so young and Mom forced you to let me play.
Yeah.
You would give me a Nintendo 64 controller and...
Oh, you knew that. You knew that's what we were doing.
I mean, Yeah, I mean, I knew it wasn't the controls you guys used. I was just happy to be included. I just liked being around you back then.
We should have just let you play. We took it too seriously. Nikki especially.
I think that's why she's so good at killing them now.
Yeah.
She's the only one that saw this coming.
Yeah.
You think her radio transmission was real?
I think, if anybody figured it out, I think she did.
Maybe she has a cure.
I think that's a nice thought.
Yeah, you're right. I was always dreaming too big anyway.
We had a pet that was just the worst. Why do you blame me for its death?
When Mom brought home that awful cat.
Yeah, its name was Little Freak.
You called it Little Freak. Its name
that
wasn't
was
Little
name.
Freak. No, its name was Snowball.
Name was not Snowball.
Still don't think it's right that you let it out.
It wanted to go out.
Okay.
It was clawing at the door. Plus, no one was taking care of it anyway. You never cleaned the litter box.
I didn't want a cat.
Neither did I.
I hope it... Maybe he's still out there. Maybe he made it.
It's dead.
Yeah.
It's gone. We'll never see it again. You know, just put it on the list of things Mom told you to take care of that I had to end up doing.
Oh, fuck off.
Fuck you. Sorry.
Whatever.
Yeah. Whatever.
What family member are we a little glad we don't have to see again?
You know what would make this worse?
If Aunt Susan was here.
Man, she was the worst.
She was the absolute worst.
Yeah. And like...
Just racist. Just openly racist.
Openly racist. And she was the only white one in our family.
Yeah, I mean... Mom was always nice to her because she trusted her brother's judgment or whatever. Uncle Tommy.
Man, remember when... We got baklava that one. Like, Mom made baklava, and she was like, this is too spicy.
Yeah.
Cinnamon was too spicy for her. We would have to make, like, every time we, like, she would come over for dinner, we have to make two dishes, one with flavor and one
right.
Bare
yeah,
bones.
She liked baklava, just phyllo dough and syrup.
Yep.
Nothing else.
Just high fructose corn syrup. That was Aunt Susan.
Yeah.
Man. She also was, like, crazy about, like, what are those, like, homemade remedies? Like, she'd probably be, like, putting, like, salt on beeswax and making you put it on your foot.
Mm-hmm. She always thought that, like, if you just fix your diet, you wouldn't be depressed.
Yeah, she did not believe in therapy.
Well, maybe she'd have a remedy for this. I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe she's up there helping Nikki in Boston.
Yeah, wouldn't that be a trip?
The day everything went bad, a happy event brought us together. Why was this the first time we had seen each other in a while?
I think it was Nikki's graduation.
Yeah, from her PhD.
Yeah. If anybody's got it figured out, Nikki does, you know. You remember all those accolades she got at graduation?
Yeah, yeah. She was...
Looked like she was weighed down with all those scarves.
Yeah, head of her class at MIT. She was, She was the real favorite between the three of us. And then there was me and you.
Yeah. Guess I am glad that I... decided to go to her graduation. Otherwise,
yeah.
I don't know where I'd be right now. Well, I guess I'd probably be similar to where I am right now.
Well, where were you all those years?
I went down south for a while. Rented a really cheap house and, I don't know, did odd jobs.
Nikki said you were down in New Orleans.
Yeah. It was alright. Probably did more drugs than I should have, but...
Yeah. You missed a lot of my life.
Yeah. You were better off without me, though.
It would have been nice to have a brother, you know? It would have been nice to see you.
Yeah.
Would have been... Whatever, man. Glad you're back.
I know I didn't get to... I didn't get to see a lot, but, I remember Nikki saying that you were into theater?
Yeah. I was the lead for 3 years from sophomore year to senior year.
Nice.
I was really into acting and musical theater. I was Peter Pan and,
Mom was heartbroken when you left, though. Every time she'd come to my plays, she would say, Joshua would have been really proud. She always said, you always wanted to be an actor.
Yeah, I guess I did once upon a time. But, I don't know. Sometimes reality has other ideas.
I took care of all your stuff, and...
Yeah?
Yeah. Your room's still the way it was, and no one's touched it. No one's really allowed in. Mom wouldn't let anyone. I still had to... I still lived in the annex in the basement. She said, no, no, you can't take Joshua's room. He's coming back soon.
Yeah. I should have. I don't know. I should have called at least.
Yeah. Yeah, you should have. We missed you. We missed you a lot.
I missed you too. I missed all of you.
What's a dream you never shared with me from before?
You know, I always wanted to be a dad.
Really?
Yeah, I... What?
You'd be a terrible dad.
I'd be a horrible dad. I'd be a horrible dad, but I wanted to. I don't know. I wanted to, I don't know, give a kid a better life. I don't know. I had every chance to have a good life, but I still wanted to.
I thought maybe I would.
Why do you talk like it's...
Like it's what? I'm gonna be dead in days.
No, Joshua, I... Obviously, I know you're gonna be dead. It's just... You could have been a good brother, you know? Like, I missed you so much.
I get it, okay? To be a good brother to you, I would have had to be a half-decent person to myself, and I never could figure out how to be that.
Yeah. So you left me with Mom to take care of her.
I couldn't do it.
Yeah. So you let your 13-year-old brother take care of his sick mom.
You had Nikki.
Yeah, she'd come on the weekends when she had time during college, but she wasn't there for the hard shit. When Mom couldn't walk. When Mom would scream at night in pain. When I had to help Mom use the bathroom, wipe her ass. I was 13. I was 13 and I wanted my older brother. And now you're gonna leave me again? I just got you back! It's
not fair. It's not fair. You don't get to just leave and then come back. And then show me. And then leave again? Forever? That's not fair. And I'm the one that has to tell everyone. I'm the one that has to watch it happen to you.
You can go anytime.
Fuck you.
I know I never apologized.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I left, and you don't have to forgive me, but I would really like it if you did.
You just... I don't know. You understand why that's so hard to hear right now.
Yeah, I do. I just... To be honest with you, Jay, I don't know how much time I've got left, and I just... Maybe I'm asking for a favor. Maybe you don't need to mean it.
I don't know what to say.
It's fine.
There's a game we play to keep sane. How will I play it alone?
You still got that deck of cards on you?
Yeah.
Think maybe we could play a round of Go Fish?
Yeah, we can play Go Fish. I'll slide the cards under the door.
Yeah, I got my deck here.
Wait, do you use two decks and Go Fish?
I just keep a deck on me, and I figured that's easier than... That way you don't have to... I don't know how contagious this is, or...
You gonna bite me through the door?
Thinking about it.
Oh, man. I have to trust you... from the other side that you don't have... the threes and the fours and the whatnot.
Yeah, you gotta trust me.
What argument have we kept having since the end?
I think whether to go to Boston or to go down south.
Which of us feels which way, you think?
I think you want to go up to Boston, but I was saying we should go south because I don't think it's... Yeah. I think down south is like the warm weather will break the infections and there's less infected down there.
You have any twos?
Go Fish.
So you're going to Boston, right? Right?
Yeah. Sure.
Sure, man.
If Nikki's there, you have to go.
Yeah, but Nikki's transcription came back, it was like, what, a month ago now? We've heard nothing since.
I'm just telling you, I don't think... The South is where you want to go, man. I mean, kind of people I met when I was down there are going to turn into the kind of people you don't want to run into post-society.
Oh, my God. There are bad people everywhere, Josh. And if Nikki's not in Boston, what do I do? Where do I go? I don't know anyone else. We don't have any more family up there.
I just think Nikki's the best bet. You bet on me this long. Bet on Nikki.
I'll think about it. What does it feel like?
Feels cold. feels like my arm is hardening into ice.
That's where you got bit?
Yeah.
You bandaged it up?
I did, but there's some kind of growth pushing through the bandages, and it's just so cold.
Damn. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
What's the nicest thing about the apocalypse, you think?
I don't gotta worry about my financial future.
Yeah. Did you have a 401k and all that?
No, I was an actor.
Right.
Did you?
Hell no. I had all my money in cash.
That's... I'm sorry. Joshua, that's the most drug addict thing I've heard in my life.
Yeah. Oh.
I think Mom still, she kept a savings account for you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
She didn't have enough money to be doing all that?
Yeah. She didn't. But of the three kids, you had the savings account. She said, Nikki and me are doing fine. We have degrees and, you know, not sorry.
No, it's fine.
She was just worried.
Yeah. That's not fair. I'm sorry.
No, I think Nikki and I were also worried.
Yeah.
What are you holding on to from home?
Hey, this is Brian, and I just want to tell you about some cool new stuff from our friends at Hero Forge. Hero Forge offers fully customizable tabletop minis with dozens of fantasy species and thousands of parts to choose from, all within your web browser. Hero Forge is constantly releasing new content, and they've just launched their latest feature, custom acrylic keychains. These keychains use the same technology as their color standees and are the perfect way to rep your beloved character when you're out in the world. They are highly detailed, ridiculously durable, and made of 1/8-inch thick acrylic featuring front and back color printing, measured on the same 30mm scale as Hero Forge minis and standees, which means they will be a one-for-one match for your heroes on the battle map. Plus, Hero Forge just released stainless steel minis. These are perfect for anyone who is looking for the retro feel of old-school minis. These stainless steel minis have a textured finish and a rugged, highly durable feel. So visit heroforge.com to start designing your custom keychains and steel minis today.
Will you open the door? The Time We Have, a conversation between brothers, is available now. In this tragic two-player role-playing game, you will take on the role of brothers in the zombie apocalypse and the final days before one of you turns. This card-powered game is played on opposite sides of a closed door as you draw cards, ask questions, slide cards under the door in order to tell the story of your final days together. The Time We Have is written by Elliot Davis, illustrated by Ripley Ash, and features guest writing and art from some of your favorite creators in the TTRPG industry. You can grab the standard edition or the deluxe edition, which features 3 exclusive door cards and a beautiful limited edition silver foil box right now at moreblueberries.shop.
Once upon a time, in a county called Sublime, there was a child lost in the wood. Our Lives in the Wood is a horror actual play series exploring the tragic lives and stories of the citizens of Sublime County, orchestrated by one of the Stranger's most devious of servants, the writer. Witness the everyday lives of those lost within this terrible wood and glimpse the hope shining dimly in the dark. Enjoy tightly edited episodes with immersive sound design and a rotating cast of guests playing a wide variety of indie TTRPGs. Brought to you by Tales Yet Told, wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I still carry, always carried, that picture of us when you were, I don't know, 5 or 6.
The one from Six Flags?
Yeah. I always kept it in my wallet. Still do.
Where you and Nikki are smiling and I'm grumpy because I couldn't go on any of the rides with you guys.
Yeah, you weren't tall enough. And Mom insisted on taking the picture of the three of us.
I don't remember that day, but I remember Mom showing me the picture being like, you cried all day.
Yeah, you did. It was a historic tantrum. But yeah, I don't know. I always looked at it when I missed home.
That's really sweet. You missed home?
A lot.
Did you miss me?
A lot.
What'd you miss?
You got a great laugh. You did as a kid, at least. And I think you still do, but I always miss that.
You'd make me laugh a bunch as a kid. I always thought you were so funny. I remember when I was young, I would listen to you tell jokes and be silly at dinner, and I would like go to my room and just think about like, how can I be as funny as Josh? Like, I have the funniest brother in the world. Just charming and funny. Everyone loved you. I loved you. I thought you were so cool.
The infection makes you hunger. You need your brother to open the door right now. This card signals the end of a day, and we'll now pause play for 30 seconds.
Yeah.
I need you to open the door. I need you to let me out.
Are you okay?
I need you to let me out.
Wait, are you healed? Like, what's...
No. I just need you to let me out.
You're not... But you're not...
I'm...
Why? Are you... Hello?
Open the door.
Well, I can't until you... Are you okay? Like, are you... Is the infection gone?
No. Don't.
I can't.
I need you to... I'm so fucking hungry.
I think I have some, like, crackers in my bag.
No, I don't want fucking crackers, Jay.
What do you... I can go try and find something outside. Here, give me like 10 minutes or something.
Just open the door, okay? Just let me out.
The infection's getting worse, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
just have to stay strong.
Yeah, just don't listen to me, all right? Just don't do it, okay?
Yeah.
I'll get through it.
It'll be okay.
What is that?
What?
You cooking?
Nah. I mean, I just made a... Like, there's a stove, so I just put some of the canned beans on it. Do you want some?
Yeah.
Yeah, you want the beans?
I want some beans. Yeah. I'm so hungry.
You sound like you're being sarcastic.
No. I really want some beans.
Okay, yeah.
Can you pass, like, a spoonful, I don't know, under the door?
I can, like, squish the beans through... Ugh. I don't know how else to get it through the door.
Do you have, like, a plastic baggie or something?
I can check.
Let me just go and run upstairs really quick.
Jay?
There's no plastic bags, but there's like some old lunch bags. I can kind of put them in to protect it from the ground.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, let's try it.
Okay.
Whoa. Man. Are you eating the bag? I can hear the tearing.
No, I just...
Oh, God. Are you okay? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It sounds terrible over there. It smells terrible over there.
Oh.
Are you okay?
Uh-huh.
Josh?
Beans were...
I don't think the infection likes beans. Who do you wish was here?
What would Nikki do? I can't. She wouldn't leave. She wouldn't leave. I'm not gonna leave. Oh my God. Fuck. Okay, Nikki would... She wouldn't let him die. How am I not supposed to let him die? It's... Why do I have to be the older brother all the time? It's literally...
Fuck.
Fuck, Joshua. Jay?
Yeah,
Everything all right?
You okay, man?
Yeah, no, I just thought I heard... I thought I heard you say fuck.
No, yeah, no, sorry. I just, hit my foot on a door.
Okay.
Yeah. You're cool. Everything's good. I'm gonna try and get you something to eat, man.
Okay.
I tried to hunt a squirrel or something, and yeah, not very good at that. Turns out vegetarians aren't good hunters.
Poor actors.
Shut up. Have you seen anything I'm in?
Mom sent me the live stream for when you did
Wicked.
Wicked.
Yeah.
Crazy they let you be Elphaba.
Yeah, I did not audition for Elphaba, but the director was like, we really want to push some boundaries with this one.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You were good.
Thanks. Good enough for a vegetarian.
Oh, I meant actors being bad hunters. I didn't mean you were a bad actor.
You're such an asshole.
Country roads, take me home
to a place
where I belong.
West Virginia, mountain mama. Oh, man. Mom used to love that song.
Oh, she loved that song. Yeah. I remember listening to it in the car.
It's like, it made no sense at all.
No, we lived in Worcester, Massachusetts.
We lived in Worcester, Massachusetts. Mom grew up in Kenya.
Yeah.
Grandma and grandpa are from straight up India.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make sense at all.
But she loved it.
I feel like that's what she thought America was going to be.
Yeah.
Country Roads by John Denver.
I feel like, didn't you and Nikki tell me she used to sing it to me when I was a baby?
She did. Make me fall asleep. She used to sing it while she was pregnant with you.
No way.
Yeah.
Mom's crazy. What about this door is annoying?
There's a live, laugh, love sign on this side of the door. I'm going to die underneath a live, laugh, love sign.
Oh my God. That is
it's the fucked.
Funniest thing in the world.
That's fucked.
I'm so sorry. Oh my God. I literally...
No, it's funny. You can laugh.
I'm so sorry. Yep. I was going to carve a here lies Josh on this side of the door, but then if someone opened it, you're going to be under a live, laugh, love sign. That's...
Oh God. Oh no, it's so Aunt Susan.
This might have been Aunt Susan's summer home. Oh man.
I think I'm gonna try and take it off the wall.
Yeah, I'm surprised you've left it up there this long. Careful, you might pull the door off the hinge.
Got it.
Hey.
What?
Don't make any noises.
Okay. Everything all right?
Yeah. I just heard something outside.
Oh.
I'm gonna go check it out.
Okay.
Just be really quiet.
Okay. Jay, is that you? Jay, come on. Oh, fuck.
Hey, you okay?
Yeah, you all right?
Yeah.
I didn't hear your voice. I thought, is everything all right?
Yeah.
You didn't get bit?
No, I'm okay.
I'm okay. What story did our parents always tell?
Mom used to always imagine a future where the three of us all lived on the same street, all had kids,
mm-hmm.
and she would live with me, of all people, and we'd have like a little neighborhood family.
Yeah.
The picket fence.
Yeah, the three-house cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
In the middle of Worcester, Massachusetts.
Yeah, I don't know. She really thought we were going to do it.
She really did.
I mean, you were gonna. Nikki was going to.
I don't think I wanted to live in Worcester.
I mean, who does?
Mom.
Yeah, that's fair. She always liked it.
Mom loved Worcester. I don't know why.
Who did we watch go through this change?
Our mom was the first one.
I miss her.
I miss her too.
I hate to think she went through this.
Guess it runs in the family. Sorry.
It's fucked up.
I just didn't think that when she died, she would.
Yeah.
And then she immediately, like, bit the doctor and, like, what, four nurses?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, like, we were so happy we thought she was alive.
Yeah. Oh, God. She was such a shell of herself at Nikki's graduation. It's like she was just fighting to get through it.
At least she got to see it.
Yeah. I'm glad Nikki wasn't at the hospital.
No, she would have. She would have freaked out, or I don't know if she could have handled it. I'm happy you were there, though.
Yeah, I'm happy you were there, too.
I don't know what I would have done to have seen that alone.
The beginning of the end.
The beginning of the end. Man, this does suck, and I feel really sad about it all. But it's kind of cool that Mom basically killed all the billionaires.
Yeah. Yeah, she really leveled the playing field.
Yeah, a socialist icon.
I guess someone ever writes a history book, if there ever are history books again, she'll be immortalized.
We get to write our history books.
You do.
I'll write a good story about you. Hey, Josh?
Yeah?
Never mind.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry this is happening to you.
Thanks, man. Jay? Jay? Hello? Jay?
Yeah, hey.
Where you been?
Sorry, I had to use the bathroom.
Had to use the bathroom?
I'm sorry, I should have told you I was gonna take a shit.
Well, it's okay, I was asleep, and then I just woke up, you know, I thought maybe you left. Hey, you alright?
Yeah, sorry. It's just cold. Might be coming down with a cold or something.
Coming down with a cold or something?
Yeah.
Jay.
What?
Did you get bit?
By no.
Before, when you went upstairs.
No, I would have told you.
I just don't believe you would.
Why wouldn't I tell you if I got bit?
Fuck.
What do you mean, fuck? It's gonna be... Listen, don't worry about me. I'm okay. Everything's gonna be fine. Nikki's
when I'm gone, you go straight to Boston and you can find Nikki, okay?
Yeah, I promise you, I'm gonna go to Boston. I'm closer to there than the South anyway, so I might as well go check. And I'm gonna find Nikki and we're gonna be safe together. And you don't have to worry about anything, okay? You don't have to worry about me.
Why do you blame yourself?
I'm sorry.
It wasn't your fault.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, maybe if I was around, I could have told you it was coming so it wouldn't get you from behind.
I mean...
I'm sorry I didn't want to walk with you. That's... I mean, what am I, 10? I just...
No, it's fine. I was being a dick. It's my fault.
You were just trying to lighten the mood. You were trying to make a joke. You were trying to be my brother, and
It's just hard when you haven't been around for so long to then just have you in my life again and pretend like nothing happened without even addressing it. Like, you only just apologized.
I know. But this isn't your fault, okay? I just need you to know that.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. When did we feel badass recently?
You remember before that fight, we had found that abandoned mall?
Yeah.
That's what apocalypses are all about.
Abandoned malls.
Abandoned malls. Getting to run around an abandoned mall, now that's... That rocked.
So cool. We did the, like, ran through Target, took a bunch of stuff. No one to say anything. Like, just kept going through the machine to make it beep for fun.
I always hated malls. But that, I liked that mall. That was fun.
It was a good time. Yeah, you hated malls. Isn't that because that was where... What was her name? Lucy broke up with you?
Lisa.
Right. Lisa Gillespie.
Yeah.
You want to know something I've never told you?
Go ahead.
Her younger brother, Derek, also broke up with me at that mall.
I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, the Gillespies sucked.
The Gillespies sucked. They were so hot.
So hot.
Well, at least Lisa was. I don't know. I don't want to speak on her little brother, but...
He was hot.
Yeah.
He was really hot.
Thanks for telling me.
Yeah.
I love you.
Yeah. I know. You okay? But yeah, I just want you to know that I forgive you. Life was hard without you, and I held a grudge for so long. And I just wished you were there. And I can't fault you for having going through your emotions, and life was hard. Dad wasn't there, and there was a lot of pressure on you to be the man of the house and take care of Mom and Nikki and me, and that's a lot of pressure. I'm sorry, I couldn't see that. And Josh? I love you, man. You're a good brother. I'm sorry. I open the door and I hug you.
And that is all for this episode of My First Dungeon Presents The Time We Have. Please, please, please head to the Backer Kit campaign linked in the show notes, or go to sadzombiegame.com and help make this game a reality. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Goddamn.
Goddamn.
This is a good-ass game.
Hey. If you're hearing this, that means you have listened to every last second of this episode, and that probably makes you a fan of this show. Well, if you're a fan and you like what we're doing and want to help others find it as well, then consider leaving us a 5-star review over on Spotify or on Apple Podcasts. Getting more ratings really does help more people find the show, and reading your nice words about the things that we put out into the world makes us feel all warm and good inside, and we want more of those good, good feels. So head on over to your podcast player of choice and leave us a 5-star review. Thanks.